Hey guys, it's Linz. What to do when the going gets tough? This is a good episode. We're talking about how thankfulness is actually the antidote to lack. All right, enjoy the show. Hey, don't forget, leave a review if you like this. Super helpful to me. And also, check out the limited time offer I have in the show notes. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Days of gratefulness. Now, I'm not doing this because I'm super holy or anything. I'm doing this because I was in the pit. I was in a self-perpetuating pit. Now, I had some circumstances that were very real. So I'll give myself some grace and self-compassion because that's very, very important actually to be a healthy human. But I just had lost hope in a lot of areas. I'd been persevering. I'd been pushing through. I'd been healing from some stuff. Like, I mean, there was a lot going on, but it just felt like it was never going to change. I got prophetic words that are like, God's getting ready to do this and that, like 4 years ago. You know, sometimes God's soon is an hour soon. Can I get an amen? And it just felt like, I don't think this is going to change. And any of these circumstances, there were many actually. And I felt very kind of clear leading from God. Do you love how I said very and kind of? Yeah, well, that's how it felt. Around the beginning of November, right? A lot of people do this like 30 days of thankfulness. I've seen other friends do it and I've done it here or there. And I think it's a good idea, but I really felt a prompting from the Lord. Lindsay, I want you to find one thing in your life you're thankful for every day, because there is one thing. Whether it's you've got gas in your car, you have food in your refrigerator, you can walk on carpet and feel the carpet on the bottom of your feet. Like, there is something to be thankful for every single day. And I want you to find that and I want you to post about it, because God knows I love some social media, okay? And I think there was almost like some accountability in that. I know, awkward. Some people disagree, but I felt that like there is some kind of accountability in literally remembering, oh yeah, I have to post what I'm thankful for today. You know, because sometimes if you're not accountable to like another person, which look, I know social media is not another person, but not to burden a friend for the next 365 days a year. I just thought, well, social media, those who want to follow me, follow me. Those who don't have to. That's their choice. I'm going to post. I felt from the Lord, post something you're thankful for every day. And I was such in kind of a bad place that I was literally like, I'm just trying to keep my head out of the toilet. And it was kind of a funny thing that my friend and I were sharing. I'm like, my head just like wants to like, be so negative. It just wants to like live in the toilet. I just want to be negative because that's how I feel. And so I called it keeping my head out of the toilet, which, you know, is a little awkward, but also is like kind of funny. I mean, you know, if you think about it, maybe you don't think it's funny. I think it's funny. So I just started on every post doing this hashtag, keeping my head out of the toilet. But I just, you know, abbreviated it to cake. To KM, right? Keeping my, or no, it was keeping my head. Oh, I think I've been doing the, I don't know. I think I use KMOOTT or something like that. Keeping my head out of the toilet. Although I don't use an H, so that's awkward. And I just realized that today after doing this for 60 days. So that's beautiful. But anyway, on with it. So I did it for the month of November, and then I had this little baby sense from God. Lindsay, I want you to do this for the next 365 days. I thought, you have to be freaking kidding me. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like, okay. You know how you are with God. You're like, and then you're like, all right. So that's what I'm doing, guys. I'm on probably day 60. I am not naming, I'm not numbering them because I know me. I will just forget. So it's just like an everyday. Lindsay, I want you to go back in your day and I want you to find one thing you're thankful for. Again, it might be the food in your refrigerator. It might be the gas in your car, you know, whatever it is. Like, it might be the home you live in. Like, it could be such simple things, but there is something powerful about gratitude. And I then, after I started doing it, I heard this really cool you know, person. I don't know who the person was, but I felt I heard this really cool like idea. And they basically said the like antidote to lack is gratefulness. And I was like, well, that's interesting because that's what I'm experiencing in my life is lack. And so the antidote for that is gratefulness, which what I always think is cool is how God will lead me to do something and then later I'll realize why. And then I'm like, yo, God, you're so smart. You know what I mean? So I just think it's really cool. And although I have kind of an awkward hashtag that's not even correct now that we're on the podcast and I realize that in real time, it still like means something to me, you know, and I still like can't wait as this year goes on. And I remember back to how discouraged, how in pain, how frustrated, disappointed, disillusioned I was in my life after like doing what I thought God had told me to do a million times every day, you know, trying to push through, sometimes people are like, oh yeah, is that your dream? I'm like, no, it's not my dream. It's what God told me to do. You know, I'm like trying to do what he told me to do, you know, like, no, this wasn't my dream, you know? So I think that's interesting, right? We have dreams and we have assignments and sometimes they align and sometimes they don't, right? But it is what it is. And, you know, I'm not one to explain why or how, but it's just interesting. It's very interesting. But I want to invite anyone that's listening to this podcast that if you are struggling, if you feel in lack, whether it's like, you know, I have friends who are really, really wanting to be married. I do want to be married, but I don't feel like a real like, oh, I'm sad if I don't get married. I don't really feel that. I feel more like if I've been working all this time on this thing that God's told me to do and it doesn't succeed or even like at least provide income, like I'm going to be sad. So my lack is more financial, but, you know, my other friends, their lack is different, right? It's a lack of a husband. It's a lack of marriage, lack of family. It's lack of, you know, maybe a good marriage. It's whatever it is in your life. Like, what is it in your life that you are just like, you know? And then why don't you jump on board with me? You don't have to use my awkward hashtag if you don't want. You don't have to tag me. You don't have to do any of those shenanigans. But I would just encourage you to somehow commit to yourself to look for something by the end of the day that you can be grateful for. And you can post like me if you're an extrovert and you just love, you know, social media. Or if you're like, no, Lance, that's not my jam. That's fine. You do you always, right? But like, get the gratitude journal out. I've never had one, but people talk about them. They sound groovy, but also just get a journal out, you know, or write it in the notes on your iPhone, right? Like put it somewhere that you can literally go back to it. I don't think I can go back to my awkward hashtag, darn it. Anyway, but maybe there's a way. All that to say is that write it somewhere that you can go back and read it. I think that's gonna be really powerful for you and probably for me if I did it that way, but I guess I've done it different. Anyway, again, no formulas with God, right? There are principles, but formulas, I don't think so. So yeah, I just want to come on and talk about this journey because I think it's interesting. Like, I just think it's an interesting journey that has kind of pulled my head out of the toilet. No, literally, I did not stick my head in the toilet, but that is just a, you know, kind of a synonym, antonym. No. Anyway, that's, you know, a representation of like my brain being so negative and just like losing hope in a way, losing just like the ability to like believe that my circumstances were going to change. Like I had to be intentional. And there's a lot of ways I'm intentional with that. You know, I've got my little white note card deal going on. And when I am feeling so down and negative, I read those note cards out loud to myself. Like I read them out loud. I do not read them to myself. I speak them out loud. I'm like, I don't believe any of this, but I'm going to speak it out loud because I need my brain to get into alignment with the truth, right? Like we can let our minds just wander us around in life. And I did for years. And I'm just like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Like, we are going to tell our minds what to believe, you know? And it doesn't mean that they don't just get off course and zoom down some bunny trails, but it's like we have to be intentional and responsible to decide what we believe, right? The Bible talks a lot about what we believe. It is unto our faith, right? It's unto our belief. Like it's what we believe really means a lot. And there's just like work we have to do on our minds sometimes to get us in alignment to actually what we truly believe. Because sometimes we can believe something, but we can be functioning in a way that we don't believe that. And I think there's a gap that God really wants to close there for all of us in different ways. And so, you know, I'm not talking about like modern manifestation. I actually have no idea what those people are talking about. But the truth is like, it is unto our faith. It is unto how we believe, right? And there is something really powerful about belief. And look, the New Age is just stealing from like what the Bible says anyway. But it's honestly because a lot of Christians aren't even like believing in what the Bible says, the promises of the Bible. I have a great mentor, his name's Gerald, and he talks about how there's 6,000 promises in the Bible. And I can't tell you what all 6,000 are, to be honest. You'd have to ask Gerald, but that's kind of powerful, you know, that we are promised these things. And it's like, well, if we spent a lot of our time, like really just even just writing the promises on note cards and reading them to ourselves every day, I kind of wonder what would happen. You know, I know that sounds a little mechanical, but I'm just saying what we're doing currently in the world isn't working. So, you know, if you're struggling with negativity in your mind, if you're struggling with hopelessness, disillusion, discouragement, like God's probably healing you from some things, but also we have to partner with God. And I would suggest like getting some white note cards and just start to like change the thoughts in your mind, because you have control over that. Your mind does not have control over you. You have control over your mind. And the truth is we need to start there. Like we need to realize that's the truth, right? That we have the spirit of self-control. That is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, is self-control, right? And yes, that means what we eat and this and that and this and that. And none of us are perfect. And I don't really like perfect culture. You know, I think it's really damaging and very much not biblical. But what I mean by that is like, you have to do everything perfect. Like, no, you don't. Like, you're going to screw things up a lot in your life because you're a human and you need Jesus. That's the whole point, right? Like, I think sometimes we're like, I'm going to become like Jesus. And we use all our self-effort to become perfect. When A, we're never going to be perfect because it's impossible, because the only perfect person was Jesus, is Jesus. And not only that, but we are also like being transformed by the Holy Spirit to become like Christ. Like we have to partner with that, but that is not pure self-effort. Like have fun doing that pure self-effort. Like that is not going to work very well. It might work for a while until you ram yourself right into a brick wall, which I've done. That's why I know this. And I heard very clearly from God, and he said, Lindsay, if you were perfect, you would not need me. And he was right. And I used to fear making mistakes. And God said, Lindsay, you're going to make a million mistakes. You're going to make a million mistakes. Like, you're human. You're going to make a million mistakes. And I don't know. These are just some things I've learned. Actually, I do know. These are some things I've learned. And they've freed me in a way. They've freed me to give myself a little grace, a little compassion, and also realize I have some responsibility in changing my mind, because you can change your behavior and not change your mind. And I pretty much promise you that's not going to last all that long. I mean, depending. Some people can make it last longer than others, but there's a better way, guys. We have to change our mind, and that will change our behavior. It starts in our mind. That's why God says, renew your mind. Renew your mind so that you can see the will of God. He didn't say change your behavior so that you can see the will of God. He said change. He said renew your mind. It starts in our mind, guys. So I just had to come on and tell you about this 365 days of thankfulness, that the prescription that God has put me on. And some days are easier than others, you know? Some days I'm like, that was kind of a loser day, Lens. You know, like that's what I think. I'm like, that was kind of a loser day. And then I'm like, oh, shoot, I've got to go on and put what I'm thankful for on Instagram because that's my prescription, you know, from God. And so I'm like, all right, let me think back what happened today. It's kind of good because it helps you kind of review your day, stay present. It's really actually, there's a lot of power in it. And so I kind of review my day and I'm like, well, you know, this was pretty cool. This was pretty cool. The rest of it was a little bit of a dumpster fire, but this was pretty cool. So, all right, I'll post about this, you know, and you stop kind of caring so much what people think of you because, you know, some people might be, why does she do that? It's like, well, you know what? You do you, boo. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what you think of me. I used to care so much what people thought of me. You don't even know. But I have just stopped caring and it's super, super freeing. Super, super freeing. So, well, that is a podcast for today. I'm really excited, guys, because we're going to start interviewing again, which is really fun for me. And I've got a whole list of cool people I'm going to interview. But one of my friends who have asked, who I think I'm going to interview next, so subscribe, would you? And leave a review, y'all, if you like this. That really helps my little podcast get out there to a few more people. So if these podcasts help you, that would be like an awesome way to support me is to write a review. Because then, you know, the podcast platforms were like, okay, people like this girl. Let's get her out to more people. So that would be awesome. But my friend who I'm going to have on next, I think, is there's two people that have said yes. I haven't asked everyone. I've only asked two people. So two for two. We're doing good over here. But he is, oh, you guys, he has a really cool story of coming to Jesus. He grew up in Turkey. And yeah, just I want him to tell the story, but man, he has a cool story of how he met Jesus and ended up in LA and ended up doing some stuff in reality TV. I think I knew the guy for like 4 years, maybe not that long, maybe two, before I ever found out about this reality TV show that he was on that is hilarious. Like, he's so humble that he would not admit it for a while. But it is so good. It is like the funniest. And so we, of course, had to look it up on YouTube and find it and be like, amazing. So anyway, it's a really cool story. It's a story about Jesus. It's a story about, you know, I like to interview people that are in the entertainment realm. So, you know, about his experience doing that, which will be funny and fun. And then I'm also going to really talk to people, you know, ask them some questions about like, what inspires you to keep going? You know, like what are some practical ways that you keep going in life? Because life gets kind of intense sometimes. I don't know, maybe just me, probably not. But, and so I just remember in the middle of some of my harder moments, which have been more recent, like, you know, I can hear God's voice really, really well. And I'm really, really close with God. Like, he's my best friend for sure. And I have a lot of good friends, but no one beats God. And, you know, I just remember being like, I don't know, like, if it's worth it. Like, if doing what you've asked me to do is worth it, because it's hard. It's very hard, God. And I was being honest with God, you know. And that's right. We have like amazing, like mountaintop moments in what God calls us to do. And then we have like, you got like, this is hard moments. Right. And, so in that moment I said, I wish there was a podcast that were just people that were doing what God had called them to do and had hit hard moments. And I wanted to hear their story of what inspired them to keep going. And it wasn't one of those like moments where God came flying in, you know, on an air, like an angel came flying in and was like, Lindsay, maybe you should answer your own prayer. But the truth is, I kind of had a little sense of like, you could do that, Lindsay. And I thought, oh, no. Be careful what you pray for. You might be the answer to your own prayer. So, you know, after some time and some thought and some more prayer, I thought, yeah, you know what? I know a lot of cool people. And that's such a gift, and I want to share them with the world. So I'm going to interview again, but make it a little bit of a different format than last time. Last time I was just like, tell us your story, you know, or I had these different moments of like, you know, the inner healing of the artist, which was a fun season. I had really bad technology back then. Sorry, guys. Thanks for sticking in there with me. You know, I had like Jesus in Hollywood, which were cool stories. I had the storytelling business, which were cool stories. But this next season, I wanted to be, yes, I want to hear those funny like Hollywood moments. I want to hear those like come to Jesus stories, if that's appropriate. But what I really also want to talk about is like, is it worth it? And how did you get through the hard times when what God has asked you to do got real? real, okay? Because I love some real talk. And then we're going to just, yeah, we're going to be inspired by that, guys. We're going to, myself included, right? We're going to be inspired by that. Like, what do we all do when the going gets tough, as the song goes? Which I've listened to that song a few times when I'm taking walks, like, I'm going to be okay. You know what I mean? So, all right, guys, well, that's what we have for today. So I'm excited. And I will talk to you as soon as my friend and I get it scheduled. We will be back and it will be a very entertaining, fun, sweet, amazing, inspiring interview with, a guy who has a really cool story. All right. Love you guys. Bye.